Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we're continuing our conversation this afternoon with Mike Zuzlo. Mike, of course, with Global Commodity Analytics. So as we kind of wrap up the grain side of it, let's talk a little bit more about soy meal.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with the meal market is it was the leader to the downside. And we also noticed, too, coming off of that previous segment, the Chinese angle is still very present in this market in terms of the soybeans, the soy meal, and the hog markets. They were the three that had the biggest hit to them, minus a couple other types of commodities out there, Susan. So with January futures now getting ready to go into delivery, in other words, first notice day started after today's close, I think the key to be watching, other than the wheat finishing strong tomorrow and that giving me more support in my analysis, the other thing will be the January meal and the March meal. We saw the January meal fall below the March meal today and went back to a carrying charge market with the March premium to the Jan futures. That was one of the last contracts that we had seen in the grain complex and the oilseed complex keep an inversion where the front-end futures was premium to the next contract. And so I'm hoping that the cash market, that's not an indicator that the January is going to lead the March even lower as it is the cash market in Chicago. So that's a real key piece of the puzzle, kind of coming off of that South American conversation we had right before the break.
So if you are a producer that's got some grain sitting in the bins, and obviously we got year-end tomorrow, what are some things that we should focus on going into 2024, which starts again on Tuesday?
Yeah, the biggest thing I'm focusing on is essentially that bean minus corn price action and how 2023 may be flipping to where wheat tries to lead the corn higher and beans tries to pull the corn lower. And part of the reason I say that is because USDA did give us agriculture projections mid-late November, and they have around a 1050, 1040 price for the average soybean price for 2024, 2025 in the marketing year. And so it would make more sense if we don't have any more weather problems after the January crop report and the WASD numbers come out, that maybe the beans fall to the corn and assure a market of a corn acreage base that's not too small, because that is a concern right now in the trade, I think.
Well, as we switch gears and jump over to the livestock side, the slide that we saw in the grain complex happening in the livestock as well. So as we look at what's happening on the switching gears and going to the livestock side, Mike, the slide that we saw in the grain side continues to happen on the livestock side as well.
It does, but at least we're coming off of some prices that were very highly elevated compared to 2022. In fact, live cattle at the end of December last year were below 155 and feeders were below 184. So even at these prices and this pullback that we have seen here in the last 3 to 4 weeks, we're still going to be up about 10-11% in live cattle and about 20-21% in the feeder cattle market. I think two big things going to that 2024 mindset again, and what I'm looking most at, Susan, other than the currency markets and the fact that we need to pull back on the imports of beef to give our upside potential greater upside in the cattle, in the beef market here domestically, it's that hog market. We continue to see big supplies. We saw that in the hogs and pigs. We saw that in the pork loins with the cold storage report last week. And so I think the first quarter is going to be partially defined by how the hog market interacts with the cattle market and whether it becomes and continues to be a weight on the cattle market. Having said that, I think that the fat cattle market and the feeder cattle market and the cash have been able to find some support as we close out the year. And I was noticing today on some of the roundup numbers, Columbus, Nebraska saw 30 steers, 7 weights go for $231.50. Mitchell, South Dakota saw some 7-weight steers go for $256. And 8-weight steers in Mitchell were upwards of $229. Those are good numbers to be looking at compared to where we're at in the futures market. And I think the cash cattle market has found some good support at the 171 level. I'll be watching that very closely as we see December futures go off the board tomorrow and February takes over as lead month.
And of course, looking at this hog market, they too just kind of see some limited trade action going on. It just seems like additional losses continue to build for their numbers.
Yeah, and I think the good news there is maybe we're getting to the point where we have done enough damage in the price action to forced liquidation both here and in China. China came out with some fresh numbers and reported that their sow inventory had dropped a pretty decent amount versus last year. And so they are starting to find, I think, that balance of the supply versus demand. And so I'm more eager to say that now that we've gotten the liquidation numbers in built into the cattle or the hogs and pigs report from late last week, and this Chinese market number, maybe we can work through these numbers in January and maybe be out of the worst of the market price action as we get into February.
All right. Best way for folks to reach you, Mike?
GlobalComResearch.com. It's GlobalCom with two M's. Research.com just put up a new calendar of events that I'll be speaking at, and obviously can sign up for a free trial and take a look at our product services.
All right. That is today's Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.